Ira Cohen was a nude model for art students for 30 years. He died this January at 70 years old. The exhibit in his honor was a selection of 40 works picked out from the thousands that Ira posed for. It also included a painstaking recreation of one of the rooms in Ira's bookstore. After the show went up this summer, I interviewed more than a dozen people who knew Ira, and I combined their stories to make another lasting portrait of him.
Something that set him apart from other models is that he was never staged. There was nothing fake about his poses. They felt real.
This first memory is from Elena Pateva, a UMass Dartmouth professor who hired Ira to model for her drawing and painting classes.
He was aware of the centuries-long tradition of modeling for art, and he was proud to be part of it. He was very serious about what he was doing, and he expected the same seriousness of everybody else as he should have.
He never actually used to like to look at people's like work or work of himself, but I had been working on this like one pose for, I don't know, like three classes. And I remember he was like, "How far did you get? Turn it around." And I showed him and he said, "That's it."
That's Allison Borges, a painter who recently graduated from UMass Dartmouth.
He would have so much emotion just like in his body that was captivating, that you wanted to try to captivate like in your painting, like in your work.
Borges made an oil painting of Ira during his last modeling session at UMass Dartmouth. There are another 8,500 works of art portraying Ira, according to one of the show's curators, Memory Holloway. I spoke with her at the opening this summer.
He modeled for everybody and everything, not just figure drawing, but also sculpture. If you look at over there, there's a cast which has Ira's hair in it. So Ira is really here.
Elise Raposa attended the show and shared a joke she used to hear back when she was an arts columnist at the school paper.
So it's 1,000 years in the future. Some people are excavating New Bedford to try to understand our culture, and they find all these busts of Ira, and they wonder, who is this Ira? He must have been a god.
When Ira wasn't modeling at the school, he could be found at the bookstore he ran on the same block. Upstairs Used Books was on a side street above a Thai restaurant. Phil Winslow works as a cook at the restaurant, but he was also Ira's landlord.
And he actually was very, like low-key, did not want even a sign, really. Like, we had talked to him about advertising before, and he was against advertising and just preferred that people seek him out and actually want to be in his space.
And I must have just wandered up there.
This is Carl Simmons now, the artist and historian who recreated Ira's bookstore inside the gallery.
Didn't realize till I was older that how unique Ira's was, especially the prices, you know, being so wildly low.
Well, I saw the sign, and then one day the door was open, and there was Ira sitting in the window. So I went up, and I was wondering if he had any kids' books. And he gave me a look like, you know, we don't carry kids' books here. And I was actually at the time looking for the Laura Ingalls Wilder books to read to my kids. And he lit up and he said, "Yeah, I actually do have that set." And as I was leaving, he said that was the set that he had when he was a kid and his dad had read it to him. So it was, you know, this extra special set. It was like $7 or something like that.
That's Jim McKeek, who lived a few blocks from Ira. McKeek's son remembers watching Ira bike home from work.
We would know that he had a good day when he would be riding past our house on his bike, whistling a very, very happy tune. He would know that he had at least one customer that day.
He would make a point to be open early and all day on Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, like days that you wouldn't think a business would be open. He would be here early. That was like his, I think, part of his statement. Just not conforming to the norms of selling stuff.
I loved the range of books that he had, and also it didn't really feel like a shop. It felt more like somebody's library that you were allowed to visit and enjoy under his kind of a watchful eye.
And he would argue with you about the best books. He would argue about the books that you had chosen. He was serious about what he believed, and he let you know. If you saw him in the supermarket, he'd look in your cart and he'd say, I have some other suggestions for you.
He had high expectations, in a good way, of everything. He was critical, but there was a lot of wisdom behind it.
People who knew Ira knew he lived against the grain of New Bedford. His father owned a junkyard. Ira devoted his life to art and literature. People describe Ira's independence like it was a gift to downtown New Bedford, maybe one we didn't deserve.
It was only because of Ira that we had something like that, because of his uniqueness. There's no reason that should have happened in New Bedford, I think.
There's certain people who are a part of a place, truly a part of a place, and I don't say this lightly. I think Ira was one of these people.
I still see him, you know. I do a double take all the time because, you know, I was so used to seeing him in the landscape.
When Ira died in January, the faculty at UMass Dartmouth cleared out their gallery downtown and showcased their favorite portraits of Ira. Carl Simmons packed up Ira's bookstore one book at a time and recreated it inside the gallery.
And it's a destructive process, like archaeology is, where you're like dismantling the store, but you're peeling back all these layers and you're seeing how the store was built. That was a revelation to me in a way, that it was like gravity and good intentions, I think, was all that was keeping some of those shelves up.
This whole wall area is exactly what it was in the store. I labeled everything and put it back together again. And then there are dust bunnies stashed behind these shelves here. That just became like a part of, I had that opportunity to like include actual Ira dust, which, you know, we all know kind of what dust usually is. You know, particles of our own self.
It helped me with my personally with my grieving, just being able to be in the space when otherwise I would have just not been able to. You know, the door would be locked and I wouldn't be able to get in ever again.
Simmons's recreation of Ira's bookstore and all the paintings and bronze sculptures of him were taken down ahead of schedule as UMass Dartmouth closes its campus in downtown New Bedford. Ira's show was the last exhibit ever held there. For the Publix Radio, I'm Ben Burke.